Welcome, everybody, to the PlayStation 5 Central podcast, where we give you all the news, reviews,
rumors,
and rumors on the PS5 and its upcoming games. Today, we are talking about our most anticipated games. We're doing our annual draft, where we will be drafting 15 games each, and we're going to take it over to Jordan to explain the rules. Jordan?
All right. So, thank you for joining us with our fantasy draft episode. We have a lot of fun doing these, and it's good to be able to have a bit of a look forward to the year that will hopefully be. So the way that it works is that we are going to be choosing 15 games each tonight. We're going to be doing it in a snake draft order. So it's going to be going me, then Vike, then Dan. And once we've gone through our three things, then it will go Dan, Vike, then me, and then I will choose again. So it'll work that way until we have our 15 games each for the year. The way that the actual scoring and the way that this actually works is that as we choose a game, let's say, for example, someone chooses Hogwarts Legacy, and Hogwarts Legacy scores a 79 on OpenCritic. That person would get 9 points towards their running total for the year, so 9 fantasy points. So whatever you get over 70 is the number of points you get. If your game scores in the 90s, yep. Do you get double points?
You get double.
You get double. So if your score game got a 91, you would get 42 points.
So no, 21. It's only double points for every point above 90.
Over 90.
Yeah.
So you'd get 21 plus 2.
If you get 95, you get 30 points.
Yes, yeah. Because so you get 20 up to 90, and then the 95, those 5 points count as times 2.
Which is what I got for Elden Ring last for 2022, and that actually won me the game for last year, Elden Ring, because I got 30 points or 28 points. So I had the first pick last year as well. Yeah. So it is a very prime pick, and Jordan gets a prime pick. I'm very curious to see if he takes my pick here.
Ooh.
Jordan, what are you thinking for your first?
Just quickly as well, the downside to this is if you choose a game and it scores poorly, so scores below 70, whatever it gets below 70, you get deducted from your total.
And whoever had Crossfire
me.
Last year, that cost you as well, man.
Cost
you
like 30 points.
Yeah.
I had
Babylon's Fall, and that cost me as well.
And we will say if the game doesn't come out or gets pushed back, which is very, very common, which is a commentary to the gaming sphere, the gaming landscape at the time, it will be considered 0 points.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of us lost a lot last year because they just didn't come out.
I think I lost 6 games.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to be picking first. I've been having a bit of a think about what I'm going to choose. I'm pretty confident that this one is going to come out, and I'm pretty confident that it's going to score very well considering that its past two has. And so for the first pick, the 2023
NBA draft,
I choose Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, good pick. Very good pick.
Interesting.
I feel like it's the heaviest of hitters. That's more like in terms of if we're balancing heavy hitter with coming out this year, I feel like it's got the best ratio in my mind. So that's what I'm going to take with. I feel like I've been the Spider-Man evangelist, because I'm always talking about it, it seems like.
We can't wait for that game. Yeah. That's one of our most anticipated games. So it's a great number one pick. And we should mention that we've only done this for 2 years. Vike won the first year. I won the second. So Jordan is due to win this
Jordan
year.
Is very much
but
due to win.
Unfortunately, I'm going to win again. Sorry, Jordan. Oh. Yeah, sorry. okay. But Vike's going to lose, we hope, don't we, Jordan?
We hope. We can only hope.
Yeah. Okay, Vike, what is your pick?
I will say we are doing a one-minute shot clock or draft clock. Obviously, for the first part, you know, we're not really going to be timing because we're going to be pretty quick, but I will be timing, and I will call time when there's, let's say, 15 seconds left. I'll call time. That might be a good idea. So for the first pick, or my first pick, I will be picking Legend of Zelda.
Oh, you bastard.
Look, a pretty straightforward pick.
Fuck. Asshole.
I'll say, Zelda, the Nintendo effect. Every Nintendo game just gets rated much better than I would say it deserves to be, but it just always gets rated really highly.
You're right.
Yeah, Zelda's a no-brainer. Its last game was probably, a lot of people said, one of the greatest games of all time. IGN put it at number one, I think, in the top games of all time. So go figure.
It's the most anticipated sequel, I think, of a very long time, this game.
Yeah, 100%.
So the only issue is it may get pushed back, possibly, but I don't think it will.
It's already been pushed back, right?
It's already been pushed back, and it's an early release. I think it's May, so I think you're fine. But this would have been my number one. It's a great pick, Vic, because it's the Nintendo effect we always talk about.
Yeah,
and not to mention they are great games. Let's be real.
Yeah,
Legend of Zelda was a great game. So, although you guys didn't play it, did you?
No.
Do you have any interest?
If I get a Switch, eventually.
Do you have an interest in getting a Switch?
I do. I want to play the Ace Attorney games on the Switch eventually.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with a game that is probably one of my most anticipated games of this year, 2023. It's going to be Resident Evil 4 Remake.
Yeah, that was the logical number three.
It's from the same devs that did 2. And two, mm-hmm. Resident Evil 2 Remake is an absolute classic, high-scoring game. So it's a no-brainer to go for Resident Evil 4 as my first pick. Although I would have liked Zelda, you bloody asshole.
Okay. Yeah, I think Hollow Knight. Why am I saying Hollow Knight? Yeah, Resi 4, it's the most critically acclaimed game. And I think they're good at their remakes, the old Capcom. So
yeah,
I think they will have a faithful remake. They know what they sort of missed the mark on with Resi 3 Remake, and I think they'll just knock it out of the park. So, yeah, that's an easy one.
Now, I want to pick Hogwarts Legacy here, but due to some of the discourse and politics involved with things that have been happening, which we don't talk about around here, we sort of keep it clean, but I'm not going to go for that for those reasons. I don't know how it's going to review. So I'm going to go for Star Wars Jedi Survivor because from that trailer, it looked really, really fantastic.
Yeah.
That trailer sold me instantly. They've really done a lot of upgrades. So I'm going to go for Jedi Survivor. I think it's, and even if it's not amazing, it'll still score well, I think, because its first game was great. I don't see them dropping the ball, Respawn. So Star Wars Jedi Survivor.
Yeah, that's actually a really interesting point, Dan. I didn't think about that. The game, Hogwarts Legacy, sorry, going back to that, will be, reviewed. There might be some backlash, so we don't want to take a chance with that, which is why I'm going to pick Final Fantasy 16.
Yeah.
That's a pretty straightforward one. I think that'll do incredibly well. Hoping it'll come out this year. As with every game, I hope it'll come out this year, so... There's no game, mate.
They always review well Final Fantasy. I don't think I've ever seen a mainline Final Fantasy not review well. So that's a safe pick.
So let me just have a look here. So I'm trying to balance this with I've been a really bad chooser in terms of choosing games that don't release. I would probably say that I've chosen the most games that haven't released as we've gone on. And I have taken risks. I've taken them when you guys didn't early because I'm they're there. I'll take the risk because if it might pay off. And if they did come out when I hoped they would, they would have scored really well. I'm going to take one that has a release date in sight. It's hopefully going to be points on the board. I'm going with Diablo 4. Now, let me make sure.
Yeah, it's solid. It's solid.
Add it to my watch.
Yeah, for example, Jordan, you had God of War Ragnarok last year, was your first pick, but your second pick was Starfield, which was an interesting pick because they said that November 11/11 date, they pressed that date, but they still delayed it. So you're unlucky there.
Yeah. Now, and this is the thing that's winking me in the face now is that they have said that Starfield is supposed to be coming early 2023. I am not 100% confident in A, this game coming out this year again, and B, in this game being as good as it is being touted to be. So I am in a tricky spot. I think for the third year in a row, I'm going to be picking, however, Hollow Knight Silksong.
Yeah.
You're joking. You did not pick that 2 years.
Yeah, I have.
Did you really?
I picked it 3 years in a row.
But it is slated to come this year.
Yeah, so this was in a conference last year, Microsoft said these games are coming out in the next 12 months. So, like, something would have to go dramatically wrong for it to get pushed that far out now.
Yeah. I think you're safe. I think you're pretty 90%, I would say.
Now, Dan, do we get counterpicks?
I've deleted counterpicks this year, just to keep it simple.
I was ready to counterpick Skull and Bones, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's not coming out.
That's not coming out.
I don't know what's going on with that.
No one knows. No one knows that.
The funny thing is, they could make an incredible pirate game, Ubisoft. They've got everything there.
They're just not going to, Dan.
You did Black Flag. Just take what you did from that and just run with it in a different way. But they've done nothing with it. I think it's crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah, they've just gone the wrong direction from what I saw with Skull and Bones. So maybe they're, even though it's delayed, how much can you do in a year?
Yeah.
The bones, not, no pun intended, the bones of it all is already there. Like, you can't really change the game that much, I don't think. Okay, Vike, what's your third pick?
My third pick is, I am doing this in the same way why probably Dan did Resi 4 remake, and that is the Dead Space. Remake.
Ooh, good one.
Once again, Dead Space, one of the greatest survival horror games of all time. It looks like they're very faithfully doing a great remake. So I just think remake plus critically acclaimed game, or let's say faithful remake plus critically acclaimed game equals good Metacritic or good Open Critic.
Great one. Okay. I am actually going to go with Hogwarts Legacy.
Ooh.
Yeah, because even though it might get hindered, I'm still very, very excited.
I'm going to review bomb it, Dan, just so you lose the points.
I've always been super hyped for it, and I've been going through the Harry Potter movies recently, and, geez, it's a nostalgia trip, guys. It's so fun.
I will say, whatever the review score, there is without a doubt in my mind that will be one of the most best-selling games. It will sell insane.
It will sell insane. 100%. So, yeah, that's going to be my next pick, and then I get another pick. And it's going to be
Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League.
This is a interesting pick by me because there was a leaked photo that showed the menu.
Live service
game, battle pass.
No.
Isn't that not good signs?
No.
I'm still backing Rocksteady.
You're
one of
so
the greatest.
Gone, because I'd be counterpicking the absolute
the greatest dev, one of the greatest devs on earth. I am not. They're not going to let me down. Kevin Conroy's last performance as Batman, a special moment. They're not going to let me down. They will not let me down. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, number 4. All right, Jordan, you got 2. Good luck.
No, it's me, Vike, mate.
Oh, sorry, Vike. Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Wait your turn. But
I just already know you're going to lose. So.
Good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am going to go with a pick that maybe a lot of people would pick earlier, a lot later maybe, but I just think it'll do well and I kind of want to secure it, and that is Atomic Heart.
You asshole!
I really have a lot of faith in that game. I think it looks phenomenal. I'm very keenly looking forward to
Did you see the gameplay previews that came out this week?
I saw one. No, not this week. I saw one a while ago, and I instantly saw this game looks phenomenal. It's with that the Incredibles boss, the ball.
Well, definitely check out the previews if you can. There's some gameplay that's come out, and yeah. I think the only problem with that game is it's coming out like a week after Hogwarts, which is tough timing.
Yeah.
Big game, Hogwarts, to be competing with.
It is a big game.
So I hope they do well. I'll be playing it. Yeah, day one Game Pass for me. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. All right,
up to
Jordan,
me.
2 picks.
Yeah, I feel like there's some tricky decisions to make here because I know that by the time some of the games, like I've got 3 games in mind here, but one of them is going to be gone. So I've got to try and decide what I think is still going to be here when it comes back around. And I got to balance that with like what's coming out, when, like what actually has dates, that sort of thing.
That's the big one. I think, what is dates?
Yeah. One that doesn't have a official date, but as far as I know, has never really had too many problems with being able to make the date, come out on time, is Forza Motorsport.
Safe.
You just stole my next pick, you
because asshole. Whatever the last one was that a Horizon? Was that a Forza Horizon?
Yep.
That was like in the game of the year conversation.
It was an amazing game.
Yeah. So I'm going to take that one.
That's a really great pick because Forza's like average open critic is like 89.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forza always reviews well.
It's probably the best racing series there is.
Yeah.
With seriously, when you break it down.
Yep. This next one is sort of, I might be bouncing against like, I don't know. Sort of going with my heart on this one, and I'm going to go with Wolong Fallen Dynasty.
Oh, I was looking at that one.
Yeah. So the demo came out for this one a while ago, and nothing but rave reviews for it. And with this sort of renewed focus and renewed love for games of this ilk, being these really challenging combat games, like Elden Ring and Sekiro and that sort of thing, I think this one could get a lot of love. And it looks like, it's in the right hands. So, yeah, going with Wolong.
Team Ninja and Koei Tecmo. Can you, can you get a better combo than that? So, so as I'm looking through, there is one game I have ready to pick just in case I panic. So that is what I'll probably pick. But should I fire on this one?
What are you thinking? Come on, give us
Street Fighter 6 is the one I'm thinking. Should I? Oh, you already.
Why are you not picking?
I already have that game queued. I can't select it.
Are you in your wish list?
Oh, sorry. My bad. All right. Street Fighter 6. And the other game I really want. So I'm hoping you guys don't pick it. I really want it. So, Dan, you're up. If you pick it, I'm going to cry.
Well, I don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I don't want
to say. So I chose this one last year, and I'm going to choose it again, although it is a risk because the developers are from Russia, and it is Stalker 2.
Yeah, good one.
So this is a risk, but from what I saw, it looked really good. And the only issue here is if it's going to come out, but everything they've shown is fantastic. It was slated for a release date last year, so it's close.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Stalker 2, and then I get one more pick. Just tossing up between
two. By the way,
here.
Atomic Heart is also, I think, Munfish, which are Russian, right? So that's also an important thing to consider.
Yeah. I am going to go. I want to pick Starfield, but there's just so much. There's so much that could go wrong there. So I'm going to go for the safe bet, which is Pikmin 4.
Yeah.
Which is a Nintendo title. And we already mentioned this earlier, the Nintendo effect. So Pikmin 4 is my next pick.
Nice.
And by the way, all the Pikmin have reviewed very, very well in the high 80s.
Yeah, they are pretty well reviewed, aren't they?
So this is a bit of an underrated pick
because
that will provide me some good points.
Yeah.
I feel like if all things go well. Okay, Vikarth, did I pick one of yours?
No, you didn't. I'm going to pick, it's a bit of a punch though, to be honest, but I'm going to pick Like a Dragon.
No, that's not a pun. That's not a pun. Because
there's two.
Is there two? Like a Dragon Ishin? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ishin.
Ishin, yeah. Because obviously Yakuza Like a Dragon did so well. 90 on Metacritic, or 89, I should say. Ryagatoku. Yeah. So I feel like they have a good. They have a good mix between they've perfected, they've realized people like the RPG-ness of, that Like a Dragon and Yakuza, that dichotomy between the two, and they didn't know which way to go. And now they've got two different series. I think they've really done a really good idea of that, really good job of doing that. So I'm very confident in that game.
Yakuza's super fun, guys. Mm. You should play it. Like Yakuza Like a Dragon is a really super. It scratched the sleeping dog's itch that I know will never be itched. Not that similar in game, but slightly sort of scratched that itch for me.
Yeah.
Like similar enough.
Yeah, but it's just a lot more wacky, arcadey, you know, karaoke and bowling and all this random shit, darts. And one of the games had a golf in, I remember, a Yakuza game.
Yeah.
I love all that stuff. Okay, so who's next? Jordan,
my turn now.
Yeah, two picks, yours. Clock is on.
So, clock's on.
Last year, you around this time, you picked Hogwarts Legacy, Forspoken, and Hollow Knight. All didn't release, so.
Yeah. Interesting that. Okay, I'm going to take this one's points on the board, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure this will get me points. It's got a date that's soon that's coming out. I'm going to take Octopath Traveler 2.
That's a great pick, Jordan.
Octopath reviewed pretty damn well from memory.
And so now I have to think, what do I think is actually going to come out?
By the way, guys, you can't pick Fire Emblem because it's already out. So we can technically pick it, but we're not going to just...
Yeah, no problem. Okay, let's see. Go back to that.
While Jordan's thinking, Fire Emblem, I wonder what Fire Emblem get an Open Critic?
I think an 84.
Oh, free 24 points, mate.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, free 14 points.
Yeah, 14. So 14 I have points taken,
is good.
I have, this might be the third year that I've done this as well. Maybe the second.
Starfield?
Taken Starfield.
Oh no!
That, I feel like that's a punt that needs to be taken because I don't reckon it'll be there.
Someone was going to take it. It was just when.
Yeah, it was not if but when.
I think it releases because otherwise Xbox really need a win, a big game.
So this is the point in the draft where all the sure bets have sort of gone. And now you're thinking of all the sort of out there games that you, the sleeper games, but you got to think.
Do you feel like a lonely child, like, because we both get two picks and you always have to get one?
I just get one. It's so annoying. It's somewhat unfair, I feel.
Middle child syndrome.
Yeah, it is, because it's like, it's only three people. So the snake order really skews to my disadvantage. But it is what it is.
I think it's an advantage.
Well, I don't think. Who knows? But
I think the snake order is purposely a snake order, so it's fair, right?
Yeah, but it's only fair, I feel like, for bigger groups, so that there's heaps of people with one, and that picking two in a row has less of an effect. You guys get two picks like every. It's so funny. Four out of the five picks per round are you two, so every five picks I only get one, and you guys get. Two each.
Yeah, but every six, you get two. That's dumb, what you've just said.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but it's the beginning and the end. No. It's the beginning and the end.
Stop. All right. Out of the six picks, you get two and five. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
No, I get three and six. Because it'd be me, Jordan.
No,
me.
No.
Sorry, Jordan. You're right.
Yeah.
Bloody.
It feels like you get three and six. Yeah, but you actually get two and five.
So justice for Vike, guys.
Okay, Vike,
please,
come on.
Please message. So, yeah, obviously, we're choosing between is this game going to be good or are you just going to pick a game that you know is going to be released but might not do as well? That's always a trade off, right? So, I'm going the safe bet in terms of I don't think the game will do too well Open Critic wise, but it's just going to come out and I know it. That's Horizon Call of the Mountain.
That's a good bet.
I think it is somewhat safe. I know VR tends to get skewed a bit lower in the reviews. Not everyone's really adopted it, but I think the critics will give it a fair go. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see.
I got two picks here.
Oh, lucky.
First pick is going to be Alan Wake 2.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, as a survival horror and that.
Do you get nervous when they're just like released at 2023? They don't have an actual date?
That definitely could be pushed, but I would rather get a game 0 points than in the minuses.
Good point.
That's my strategy.
Good point.
So I've just given you my strategy. And my next game I'm going to pick is Minecraft Legends.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All Minecraft games do well, except for it was a game called Minecraft Dungeons, which didn't review that great, but I've got hope for this one. So we'll see how it goes. So those picks are Alan Wake 2 and Minecraft Legends.
Nice. I am on the clock. All right.
See, you're back already, folks.
Ah, it was so long, man. I had to wait hours. So this
you're
is
you actually got an advantage, I'm thinking now, because you're always this next pick.
Well,
oh, so you're no, the you're, the best
you
one.
You can't say so next
you're always next up.
No, you were next up before. You were next up to yourself.
Anyway, go on.
All right. So this is once again. I'm picking something.
Cut the bullshit. Pick your fucking game.
All right. I'll pick Wild Hearts.
Wild Hearts. Okay. That's interesting.
He's got a heart theme going on.
Yeah. Oh, do I want to? Yeah.
Nah, you've said it. You have to all do right. it now. Verbal contract is binding in the state of Victoria.
All right. I've picked it.
Anything with hearts you're picking?
I don't think it'll do that well, to be honest.
Oh, well, bad luck.
We'll see.
Bad luck. You're on
there's
the clock.
Games on this, so as we get to like the top of the top available games, there's a few games that I'm like, that's not coming out this year.
And what is that?
No, I'm not, none of your business, mate.
I think Liza P. That's one I really want to pick.
That's a sleeper game for me.
I just can't get around it coming out this year.
Yeah,
I can't see it happening. Unfortunately.
Yeah. So for my next one, I'm going to go with Like Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name.
I think they should have a longer title. I think it's too short.
So that's what I'm going for with my first pick. I actually had Like a Dragon Ishin above this, but
this asshole took
that one. Yeah. The next one I'm going to go with is I'm hoping for a little bit more arcane magic with this one. And I'm hoping they can sort of continue their good form. And I'm going to go with Redfall.
That was a good pick.
Ooh, interesting pick.
In it. Like, it's not a game I'm going to play because I don't have an Xbox. But it's there's been a bit of hype around it. And Arcane really haven't had too big of a misstep in their history. So,
well, if it reviews like Deadpool, you'll be Deathloop, you'll be laughing.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it might flop.
Definitely could. But I feel like at this stage of the game, it's a good time to take it.
Definitely. All right. Firecath.
I'm going to pick. This game's coming out in 2023. That's all we got. It's a bit nerve-wracking, but I trust this developer. So Armored Core 6 is what
I'm going to
pick.
Ooh.
The reason why I'm picking it is because FromSoft, they kind of know how to churn out games. Like the fact they did Elden Ring in a couple of years, it's like 2 years, which is crazy to me. Then before that, it was Dark Souls. And
it wasn't 2 years, but it didn't really delay.
Yeah, it didn't delay. Yeah, they seemed to hit their...
Elden Ring delayed.
It delayed, but not by much. It didn't feel like it was much.
It didn't feel like much. The only thing is...
It was probably a year. Probably.
I think it was like a year and a bit.
Yeah, I think it was actually,
Well, that's my first zero, guys. But, this is a different genre. So my thinking is they might have a different team on it or... yeah, we'll see.
The only issue with that is they haven't shown gameplay. That's... Remember my little...
Yeah,
that's good. If they don't show gameplay, you're in trouble.
Panic pick.
Oh. Should have done your research, you idiot. All right. My next pick is going to be a little game called Replaced. Have you heard of it, guys?
No.
I have heard of it, but not much more than that.
Look it up. It looks awesome. It's a 2D cyberpunky game. They've shown it in a lot of these sort of conferences. And it always gets people talking. And it looks really crisp. I think it could be a real contender. For even game of the year, who knows? Who knows? So that's going to be my next pick. And then I'm actually going to go the Warhammer game.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it.
It's just Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2.
Yeah.
They seem to do pretty well.
It looks so epic.
Space Marine 1 was really good.
It looks so epic. The only issue is it might be pushed, but it looks epic. Me and Brad, when we were watching the Game Awards, that was one of our standout trailers with Jedi Survivor. It just, I'm in. And I don't play Warhammer, and that sold me. So, yeah, Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2. Bikearth, nice. You're up.
All right.
We've only got about five or six left, guys. So we're at the pointy end. Smashing
through it.
No one has picked this game. No one has picked it. I'm just wondering why. Well, I kind of know why.
What game? Don't do this, little. No one's picked this game, guy. What's this game? Tell us the fucking game.
It's
have an open discussion.
Forspoken.
Yeah, I wonder why. It looks shit.
No. It does. I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't look shit, but it's not wowing anyone.
Yeah. The next game I'm going to pick, it's got the Nintendo effect, but at the same time, it's got the Platinum effect, which brings it down. So, I mean, after Babylon's Fall, I must be suicidal. I must be an idiot to pick this game. But will the Nintendo effect undo it? It's Bayonetta. I know it's completely different to the traditional Bayonetta, but I just think this could be a game to sort of maybe bring Platinum back a notch, and that's Bayonetta, Cereza and the Lost Demon. It seems to be more of an origin story. So, yeah, I think surely they can't screw that up. Surely.
Good job.
All right. And
that come to
Jordan,
me now.
Jordan, two picks.
All right. Ooh. So this is one that we haven't taken, and it just looks like it's going to be a cute little game. I don't really know too much about it. Oh, right. Upon further research, I'm going to be taking Sea of Stars, which I've only just found out is actually a prequel to a game that I played on my Switch and loved, which was called The Messenger.
It's a prequel.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
How cool.
Prequel to The Messenger. Right.
Hopefully it comes out.
It says spring 2023. I can't believe I'm probably reading from the wrong game, the fact that it says that. But yeah, that's what it says. Yeah, prequel to The Messenger. Next one I'm going to take is a game that I reckon will come out this year because it's been a while since the predecessor came out. And the predecessor was released to rave reviews. Not one that I've had a chance to play yet, but one that I'd like to play eventually. And that is Oxenfree 2, Lost Signals.
I wanted to like the first game, but I just couldn't get
into
it.
Yeah, I remember you saying you didn't like this one. I
just couldn't get into it for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it. It had a little cult audience. Small, but, you know, people enjoyed it. So Oxenfree 2, okay. Bikearth.
I am up. All right, I'm putting a clock on myself. Begin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left, Vike.
5 left, so I've got to make them good, eh? Do I take punts or do I go safe?
Punt.
Well, I do want to take a punt on Lies of P. I really do. But yeah, will that come out? Even Hellblade 2. Like, I don't know about Hellblade. Microsoft own a whole. But Dan, do you want to know the one game I really, really want to take a punt on, Dan? And I kind of want, I know we don't have lifelines and I know we're competing, I need your help. I need your help. Do you think Tekken 8 will come out this year?
Yeah, I do.
I think so too. It looks pretty darn well, but
there's a 10% chance it doesn't. Maybe even 5%. Because they are starting to show gameplay as well.
But it could be that, you know, because you know they normally put in arcades first and stuff. I could see it being 2024.
They're not doing that now.
Because of COVID. Japan is like very strict on their anti-COVID measures. And I don't think they want to do it. And that's like a nationwide thing. I don't reckon they want to do anything to being encouraging people to go out. Like they have wrestling shows and people aren't allowed to cheer. You can go. You're not allowed to cheer because if you yell, you'll like spread germs.
Yeah.
They're very anal about it. So I would be willing to say, 95% chance it comes out.
Well, that's great because I'm going to go Valiant Hearts coming home.
Well, it had hearts in the name, so that's what you had to take it.
Yeah, I did actually.
You've got 3 hearts now. Are you joking? We were kidding.
I know. It just happened. But right, I think guys. Valiant Hearts, I mean, I don't expect that to be an 80, maybe an 80, but Yeah, it's a game that I've sort of know it's going to come out. It'll get me points. So.
All right, guys, what do you think of this pick? You ready?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
No, Rogue. Dan. No. Yes,
I'm taking the punt.
I reckon it could be their
first time return to form. They've gone off the RPG. They're coming back. It's more condensed. It's story focused.
Yep. Look what happened with
back
Origin.
Back to the stealth.
Yeah.
Everyone wants it. They deliver.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Yep. I'm actually kicking myself. I didn't pick that, but that's a good one.
Okay, and then the second pick is Lies of P. Joking.
Yeah.
Tekken 8.
Okay.
Tekken 8. You didn't pick it, so I will.
Yeah.
I think it's coming out.
I reckon. My two cents is I don't think it will. I reckon they might do an extended beta thing, but that'll be later in the
year. It'll push to 20.
It'll go to a beta. Yeah. They'll have a bit of time before it comes out, and it'll come out in 2024.
Yeah. That's definitely a chance. There's definitely a huge chance of that.
Yeah. Mikey, off to you.
Oh, crap. It's my turn.
But I would rather the zero than pick Forspoken and lose 10 points.
Oh, that's funny. You're funny, Dan. All
I reckon
right.
If you pick Forspoken, you're getting exactly 1 point. Like, I reckon
that's perfect. Yeah, you are. I reckon you're getting zero. 70.
Well,
70 open critic Forspoken. You heard it here first.
Do we think Dead Island? I don't think Dead Island 2 will be any good, to be honest.
Doesn't exist.
Okay.
That and Dying Light 2 don't exist.
Yeah.
Dead Island 2, I've got slight hopes, but not enough to be picking it this early. Although we're heading to the end stages now.
Do I pick Lies of P?
You're at the late stage now. Lies of P has some big hype, right?
It does.
So if it does come out, does well, you get big points. If it doesn't come out, you get zero.
Company of Heroes 3.
You picking that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know what that is.
So. Company of Heroes has traditionally been pretty good, I think. So, I mean, the first one was a 93. The second one was an 80. So I'm kind of thinking it'll do okay, but who knows?
What about Crash Team Rumble? Is anyone thinking about putting that on their list?
No, I hadn't even had that on my list.
Okay. Wolf Among Us 2. Avatar.
I don't think Avatar will come out this year.
Nah. It was slated for 22. So you think it's going to be pushed to 24? 2 years push. That's huge.
Maybe. We haven't seen much. And it's Ubisoft, Dan. They're in utter shambles.
They need a good game, don't they?
They're in utter shambles.
All right, Jordan, you got two picks. Take us away, mate. You've only got... Four left. So this is
for the lols. I sort of want to take Crime Based Rock A City.
Oh wow, that's go on, please.
But I'm not because we're getting toward the end now, and I feel like a lot of these games are starting to become a bit more punty. There's not as much.
This is where the winners and the losers emerge.
Yes, this is where I'm like, this is where I'm happy to, because I've got the two in a row here. I'm happy to take one punt and then maybe choose one that has a definitive date. And so for my first pick, I don't even think it's going to come out this year, but it's hanging around like an albatross on my neck. And if it does come out this year, it'll score very well. And so I'm going to take Hades 2.
Yeah, so you're going for the big points or zero, pretty much. Yeah.
Because
see, that's better than what you picked last year, which was Babylon's Fall, which got you minus 17.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, and then I need to look for one now that.
One of your late picks from last year, Jordan, was Sniper Elite 5, which gained you 9 points.
See, that's not a bad pick.
That was your third last pick. So
yeah, let me just have a look at my little list here.
It is possible to get some nice points. Vikarth picked Splatoon 3 and Moss Book 2, which gained him 25 points. They were one of his last picks too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I picked Marvel's Midnight Suns, which got me 13 points. One of my last picks.
All right. So this one is another punt as well, but I feel like it has to come out now. Like, seriously, it's been so long. I'm going Hellblade 2.
Oh, I picked that last year, I think. That burned me.
Yeah. I feel like it's we've been saying, like, oh, it's got to come out this year. It's got to come out this year. It's at the point now where it's like, it has to come out this year. It has to.
It looked amazing. I just think they're going for so high quality that it's just taking time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just taking so long.
All right. Vike. Sons of the Forest.
Good pick. Critically acclaimed The Forest sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I should say critically acclaimed, but okay. What have we got left? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Deliver Us Mars. So this is a sequel to
Deliver Us the Moon.
Deliver Us the Moon, which was a solid 7, 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I did look at that one. The reason I didn't choose it is it only got Deliver Us the Moon only got a 71 on OpenCritic.
So yeah, this one has some friends of mine attached that I know who are really talented. So I'm going to back them.
Nice, good.
And Liza P.
He's done.
Someone had to pick it. It's going to be me.
Is that your last pick too?
I've still got two more. One more.
Ooh.
I got one left. One left.
All right. Yeah. Well, my game, because I only get one pick, is Metal Slug Tactics.
So random.
I think it'll do well.
Do you? When's the last time you played a Metal Slug game?
About 40 years ago, I think.
40?
Yeah.
All right. For my next pick, I'm going to be choosing a mobile digital game, I'm pretty sure, and it's called Gunbrella. Devolver Digital just has this knack of just making.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm going with that one.
Have you guys heard of that Evil West game that came out?
Yeah.
I kind of want to play it, but I know it didn't review very well, but the talk wasn't very. There's a few people here and there that said there was something there. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I might pick it up.
For my last pick, I'm just. Oh, no.
Do it.
All right, this one's for me. This one's just for me because someone has to do the Hornet game because it doesn't feel like anyone is. I'm going Frontiers of Pandora.
Oh, Avatar.
The big one, George.
One of the biggest movies, nearly $2 billion, Avatar 2. Yeah, I swear someone predicted on this podcast it would be huge.
Did you like the movie, Dan?
I'm seeing it tomorrow, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you guys seen it?
I loved it.
I have not seen it. My fiance has not seen the first one and trying to convince.
I thought it was great. I think it's like, don't expect too much because like it's just a blockbuster flick aliens, but like it's so good. Like it's just a good movie.
That's what I'm expecting. Yeah. Just a good time out at the theater. Sold 3 hours. Okay,
I think I've got my last game.
Last pick, Vike.
All right. Oh, man. Because Jordan did it, I am also going to take a punt and just pick it because it's there. Forspoken.
I actually think
even though it's going to be the worst, cringiest dialogue, I think the gameplay will be its saving grace. So we'll see.
Wow, that's...
I know. If I get a negative, that's on me. That's on me.
Huge punt. That's the greatest punt that's ever...
I know. I actually don't think it'll do well, and I probably should follow my
better intuition. What are you talking about?
I should follow my intuition, but I'm picking it.
You just said it would do well.
It's a risk reward.
5 seconds later, you said, I don't think it'll do
well. Well, I think it'll do.
Which one is it?
It'll give me like 2 points or 3 points, but it's just to hedge a negative. I don't want a negative. So I'm just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I am going to go for Wolf Among Us 2 or Dead Island 2. They're my two.
I'd say Wolfie 2. Dead Island 2 will never come out.
And if it does, it'll be meh.
Yeah. But
remember,
Wolfie,
Wolf Among Us was received very well.
I think at least Dead Island will get me about 5 or 6 points.
But Wolf Among Us.
I reckon Wolf Among Us could get you at least 10.
Yeah. That first game was.
But is it coming out?
One of the best Telltale games
of all
time.
Is it coming out, guys? We haven't heard anything. So I'm going to go Dead Island. Sorry. I'm going to go against the grain. Dead Island 2. Yeah. And that's the complete draft.
That right. is the complete draft.
So, everyone, go through your games. Jordan, all right. take us
we're
away
go,
through.
Go in our order.
Name so your studio, Jords. What's your studio name?
Starting off with me, I am Jord Box Games, obviously a take on Jackbox Games.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone with Marvel Spider-Man 2, Diablo 4, Hollow Knight, Silksong, Forza Motorsport, Wolong Fallen Dynasty, Octopath Traveler 2, Starfield, Like a Dragon, Gaiden, the man who raised his name, Redfall, Sea of Stars, Oxenfree 2, Hades 2, Hellblade 2, Gunbrella, and Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
All right.
Solid list.
My publisher name is Vix System Works, which is obviously a play on Arc System Works. So my games are Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, Final Fantasy 16, Dead Space Remake, Atomic Heart, Street Fighter 6, Like a Dragon Ishin, Horizon Call of the Mountain, Wild Hearts, Armored Core 6, Bayonetta Origins, Valiant Hearts Coming Home, Company of Heroes 3, Sons of the Forest, Metal Slug Tactics, and Forspoken.
You start so very strong, good. And just those final few, I'm worried about you.
I am worried.
But you have the cash cow, I call it, Zelda. That is going to be a 90 plus.
Yeah.
I would suspect.
Do you know they only predict Zelda to be an 83 according to the show projection meter?
How do they get that?
14 points. I don't know how they predicted it, but it says predicted only get 14 points.
That now, must be an aggregate of all Zelda games.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that'll include the other ones that are just sort of spin-offs.
Do you know 2% of people counterpicked this game?
What, Zelda?
Yeah.
Oh, they're idiots. Sorry, guys.
I wonder if they've counterpicked it, though, because it won't come out.
Yeah, but counterpicking again that won't come out won't yield you anything.
But unless you are, like, if you've only got a 5-game draft.
Yeah, fair enough.
I get it. Yeah. Okay, Naughty Dan. Naughty Dog, Naughty Dan, get it?
I love it.
Resident Evil 4 Remake, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Hogwarts Legacy, Suicide Squad, Stalker 2, Pikmin 4, Alan Wake 2, Minecraft Legends, Replaced, Warhammer, Space Marine 2, Assassin's Creed Mirage, Tekken 8, Deliver Us Mars, Lies of P, Dead Island 2.
It's a strong list. That's a very strong list. A lot of solid contenders that'll get you solid points, I think. So,
all right.
Very well done.
All right, guys. Thanks for this. This has been fun.
We think we might do. We'll check in maybe at the start of every month. So maybe if we do the first episode in Feb, which is only like 2 weeks from now, there'll be some games that probably come out between now and then. So we'll check in then.
Yeah, well, we can check in with Vike because Vike has 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the first 10 games of all of us.
Wow.
Oh,
so Vike's going to be leading.
I'm going to have 8 games that are coming out in Feb.
You got half your games are coming out in the next few months, Vike. So
that's
you're
funny.
That's going to have a lot of points. So I'm either going to have
a terrible year or a good year. Who knows?
The next one is Forspoken, which is next week. So we'll see that and Dead Space. So very interested to see how Forspoken goes and what that's like. I personally am not going to play it. I'll be playing Dead Space, but maybe one of you two might pick it up if you're game. With that being said, please leave a 5-star review on all podcasting platforms, wherever you consume your podcasts. We appreciate and love you all. Let us know your favorite most anticipated game of this year over on Instagram or Twitter, and we will see you
later.
Take care
soon.